Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Did you know that there's three big mistakes that can be holding you up from millions of dollars? Yep, you heard us right. There are some seriously amazing wealth building opportunities in the world of real estate investing, but it's so easy to get caught up in the common pitfalls that stop investors dead in their tracks.
That's why we're sharing the top three mistakes that real estate entrepreneurs, general partners, and capital raisers make and how to avoid them yourself.
When you know the roadblocks to avoid, you can confidently scale your investment strategies and start growing your wealth that lasts generations to come.
Let's get into it.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Think about the most successful athletes in today's sport. Someone like Brady, James, Ronaldinho, these are literally the top athletes in their respective fields, right? Now imagine one of them deciding to put all their competitive juice and training and skills into another sport.
Do you think they would excel as much as in other sports as they do in their chosen fields? It might be fun to watch them, right? And to try, but the answer is no. They couldn't possibly give the same focus and effort into multiple sports and still be the greatest in the one they have been working at their entire lives.
Niching down is what allows them to not just be good, but be the best at what they do. And you know what? Niching down can do the same thing for real estate investors too.
We have seen the fear of niching down play out time and time again with general partners and capital raisers. They get scared to commit to a certain niche, thinking they're leaving themselves open for more opportunities.
In reality though?
They're actually closing opportunities and holding themselves back by not niching down. And in this case, holding themselves back means leaving money on the tables. Lots and lots of money.
That's not what we love to do, right? You know the phrase, you can't please everyone. Well, it's absolutely true. And we'll go even further to say that if you want to please everyone, you please no one. And that's what it's like trying to raise investment capital without sticking to your niche.
Being too broad means you can't narrow in on your problems you're trying to solve for the people. But when you know exactly who you want to help, you can uncover what they need and offer solutions to their unique problems.
And listen, this goes for any type of business. Tailoring your language and your efforts towards your ideal audience and their needs will help you grow your business like crazy.
We can think of tons of examples of businesses doing this successfully, but let's take a look at some of the most recognizable ones.
Apple is dedicated to serving creative professionals who want an easy-to-use, convenient technology product that enhances their lives and work. Apple's ability to tune into a specific audience is what majorly separates them from other companies.
Well, another name you might recognize is Tesla, the brand that concentrates on electric cars and renewable energy, which appeals to car enthusiasts who also care about the planet.
And of course, we have to mention Amazon, which started as an online bookstore, but have since become a leader in e-commerce by creating simple, fast, convenient online shopping experience like no other.
Not convinced that niching down is the way to go yet? Well, here are some of the main benefits.
By focusing on a specific audience pain points and solution, you will attract dedicated, loyal audience, stand out from competitors, and establish a distinctive brand identity and reputation.
All the good things, right?
GPs who niche down will raise more money while securing loyal investors who keep coming back again and again. We've seen it, we've experienced it, and we'll never stop sharing it.
Don't be afraid to niche down and go all in on your audience.
Now for the next common mistake holding investors back from millions.
To illustrate this one, let us take a look at someone who's managing their personal finance. We'll call this person Rosie.
All right, Rosie. So Rosie just got a brand new credit card and have been spending like crazy, but hasn't been keeping track of her expenses at all. And it's not hard to imagine the type of trouble she's going to run into in the story, right?
Well, Rosie isn't tracking her purchases, saving receipt, or considering her budget while spending her money. So when the credit card statement comes, she's shocked at what she sees.
To think, if she would have simply tracked her expenses, keep tabs on her finances, she could have made educated decisions about spending her money wisely.
So what can we learn from Rosie's story here? Well, that failing to track your number can seriously hold you back from your goals. And yes, that definitely goes for real estate investing too.
You see, in the world of real estate investing, the numbers we're talking about here are metrics used to track things like leads and lease conversions.
Without understanding your metrics and how to interpret them, you won't be able to know what's working and what's not, right? And you can't adjust your strategy accordingly.
It's like trying to go on a weight loss journey. A person may have goals of where they want to get to, but those won't do them any good if they don't know where they're starting from and how they're progressing without those weekly weigh-ins.
Scaling your real estate business requires having clear, measurable targets to keep you moving in the right direction.
Here's a few tips to help you get started on your KPIs so that you can get the most success out of your investment strategies.
First, get clear on your investment goals and objectives.
Then identify relevant, most important KPIs for your specific goals. If you want to, it can be things like occupancy rates, cash flow, net operating income, NOI, etc. Your KPIs will depend on your chosen investment strategy.
Well, once you get clear on your goals and important KPIs, set attainable benchmark for each KPI that will help you keep tabs on your progress along the way.
You also want to have regular check-in, assessing and evaluating benchmarks you've set. We recommend setting a reminder for yourself, maybe monthly or quarterly, and then make the necessary adjustments as you go.
It might not sound glamorous or exciting to talk about numbers and KPIs, but trust us, there's nothing more sexy than data-based decision-making because it can lead you towards your biggest financial goals.
Now, let's move on to our last real estate investment mistakes today. And this is a big one.
Imagine jumping into an investment deal just because it promised quick cash returns and short-term gains.
But after diving in, you realize it's actually a bad deal. And now you're stuck with more stress, wasted time, and your money is tied up in something that won't help you progress towards your financial goals.
Choosing a bad debt for a quick payout is never the answer, and choosing short-term gains over long-term success is what can seriously hold investors back from wealth.
The issue is choosing instant ROI instead of legacy ROI, which happens when investors want to get fast results from their investments without focusing on the long-term plan for lasting wealth and success.
Legacy ROI is much more beneficial than an instant ROI, and it's about more than just the money involved.
You see, building a respected brand reputation that lasts is more impactful to your future. It can transform your business completely while also building trust and strengthening relationships along the way.
So let us ask you this.
Do you want just to get rich, or do you want to grow your type of wealth, the reputation that outlives you and passes down from generations to come?
That second option is possible, friends. And getting there starts with small, intentional actions that leads to long-term and life-changing results.
Our favorite to boost our legacy ROI and grow our long-term wealth is multifamily apartment investing.
Multifamily apartments offer real estate investor low-risk, stable investment asset that meets the basic need of housing, which means it will stay in high demand for the foreseeable future.
Now that you learned the three biggest mistakes real estate entrepreneurs, general partners, and capital raisers make, make sure to check out this episode.
We'll link this episode in the show notes.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.